Hello everyone, my name is Jinjos and welcome to my Pokemon anime review series. Last episode, Ash caught his first two Pokemon, Caterpie and Pidgeotto, and defeated Team Rocket for the second and final time, right? Today I'll be reviewing Season 1, Episode 4, Challenge of the Samurai. Before getting into the episode though, this episode's Who's That Pokemon is Metapod, a small crescent-shaped Pokemon who generally remains motionless while it undergoes metamorphosis. Its outer shell is as hard as steel, but a sudden powerful impact could cause its liquid innards to pop out. In the Space World 97 Super Game Boy demo version of Pokemon Gold, Metapod has a unique orange sprite that is exclusive to the demo. Moving into the episode, we find our heroes still wandering through the Viridian Forest, and Misty is still grossed out by bug Pokemon. But the mood is lightened by one of my favorite stupid jokes.
I think I see another bug! Gross!
Maybe it's a...
Ash then spots a Weedle. We get a great The More You Know moment while Ash stares directly into the camera.
You gotta be kidding! You can't possibly expect a great Pokemon trainer like me to let a Weedle escape. I'm gonna catch it. Oh yeah, I almost forgot. You have to weaken a Pokemon before you can capture it.
Ash sends out Pikachu, who just simply rolls over and doesn't want to fight. His own custom-made mini sleeping bag, mind you. He then sends out Pidgeotto to take care of Weedle, and while having advantage, this Weedle does put up quite a fight. I mean, this little dude dives headfirst at Pidgeotto with a poison sting attack. While this is occurring, Misty is still running away from the Weedle and bumps into Samurai, who wanders the forest, pulling his sword out and threatening people. Just a casual pastime, I'm sure. This Samurai is on the search for a trainer who comes from Pallet Town, and he ends up finding Ash and causing him to miss catching Weedle. Super uncool, man. The Samurai challenges Ash to a Pokemon battle, to which Ash accepts full of gusto. He sends out Pidgeotto, who is napping away, pooped out from that grievous battle with Weedle, the poor thing. Samurai sends out Pinsir, and I gotta say, it's kinda cool to see a Pokemon who only appears so late in the games, this early in the series. So Ash then sends out Metapod, and Ash only realizes too late that Pinsir could really tear Metapod in half in a very terrifying imagination scene, but he holds his own by hardening and crushing Pinsir's points on his pincers. We then get to witness the Battle of the Century, the same battle that most of us probably went through on our first playthrough of Pokemon Blue, Metapod versus Metapod, and they are hardening away. Time goes on, and while the shadows on the ground move, the sun stays in the same spot and they continue to harden. They panned Misty and Pikachu, who aren't bored or asleep, but enjoying a very tropical drink and sunbathing in some lawn chairs while they wait. Looks like packing the essentials came in handy today. We turn our attention to Team Rocket for a moment, and it looks like there's been some very serious steep budget cuts in the company, because they are walking around in a cardboard tank, complete with Meowth sitting on top and relaxing. His legs are too short. He's dying to help, but he just can't. I feel like this is the episode where we are introduced to the Team Rocket we come to know and love, mainly through a change in the character in terms of James. Jesse has always been the serious one, the leader, but the last two episodes, James has had a very similar personality. He's now a little more whiny, less serious, and a bit of a goofball, more of a follower now. Back to the Battle of the Century, the trainers are working up a sweat and hit a point where they both simply fall over stiff as a board. But the battle is cut short by a swarm of Beedrill approaching. Ash does take the time to document them in his Pokedex, and Samurai simply walks away. No stress at all. Metapod is then Pokenapped by a Beedrill, and while Ash and Pikachu try to rescue him, they ultimately can't and end up running beside his Samurai. They end up losing the Beedrill, but walking into a Kakuna nesting ground where they find Metapod. Ash calls out to him, which awakens the Kakuna, who then evolve into Beedrill, and the running commences. They dive into Samurai's cabin, and the Beedrills dive bomb the front door, piercing it with their stingers, which looks super lethal. This is actually kind of a big deal, a giant needle coming through the door. Ugh. Samurai then gets pretty aggressive against Ash, telling him that he abandoned his Pokemon, and that he is even worse than a novice trainer. While I think this is an important lesson for Ash to learn, I gotta say, I feel like Samurai is going about it in a very less constructive way. All he is doing is belittling Ash. He isn't offering him a solution or telling him when he would have been able to rescue him. He tells Ash about all the other trainers from Pallet, how they would never do anything like this, and just tells how much of a joke Ash is. Once again, everyone's beating up on Ash pretty harshly in my opinion. In the morning, Ash goes out and searches that Beedrill nest to rescue Metapod, but is stopped by Meowth, who stomps on his head and scratches his face. Team Rocket is dramatically standing on the peak of a rock formation and begin their theme, but is interrupted by Ash, a first in Pokemon history, trying to quiet them so they don't wake the Beedrill. They respond by finishing the motto and lighting some multicolored explosive smoke bombs. Did they really spend all that time getting that set up for that one moment? How did they know Ash would be there? Anyways, Ash runs, they chase, Beedrill attacks Team Rocket, and they find their tank is being eaten by Weedle. Ash finds Metapod and tries to get him into the Pokeball, but Metapod refuses. Ash picks him up and runs, apologizing to him, telling him how it was Samurai's fault. He got sidetracked and so forth. He trips, but he lays there for a moment and says this.
No, it wasn't Samurai's fault. It was my fault. If I was a better Pokemon trainer, I'd stop making all these excuses. From now on, I swear I'll never run away and leave my friends behind again. No more excuses.
This is a big moment for Ash. While he may mess up at first, he seems to be consistently recognizing when he messes up and strives to be a better trainer, a better person, and I think he sticks to his word. He isn't going to leave his friends behind. He's going to try and not blame others for his failures. He's going to be a true friend to his Pokemon. A Beedrill dive bombs Ash, and Metapod uses his superior leg strength to jump in front of Ash, cracking his shell. We then get to witness one of the most ingrained memories of my childhood and see a Butterfree emerge from Metapod's husk. Freaking blew my mind, and he is one of my favorite Pokemon to play in the games because of it. Ash shows us that he does have a bit of Pokemon knowledge in his brain, having Butterfree cast the move that is way more powerful in the anime than in the game, Sleep Powder. The Beedrill are knocked out, and all of a sudden Samurai is like, holy crap, you're an incredible trainer, truly advanced. Bro, get out of here, I'm glad we don't see you ever again. He sends them on their way to Pewter City, which is where we will be heading next episode, where we get to meet my personal favorite character, Brock. See you in the next episode, and I hope you have a wonderful day.